For the Love of God, by Darson Buckner. The King James Version of the Bible has 31,102 verses in total. The Old Testament contains 23,145 verses, while the New Testament has 7,957. Different versions of the Bible vary in the number of verses. Out of all those verses, God reveals in three verses who He really is. These three verses do not reveal all of His attributes, but do reveal His essence. God is. We get all three of these verses from 1 John. 1 John 1:5. And this is the message which we have heard from Him and are informing you, that God is light, and darkness in Him there is none. 1 John 4:8. He who is not loving knew not God, for God is love. 1 John 4:16. And we know and believe the love which God has in us. God is love, and he who is remaining in love is remaining in God, and God is remaining in him. From these three verses, we find God's essence is two things, love and light. In fact, the definition of essence is the quality of something that determines its character. Everything which God created was created from the essence of love and light. Nothing could have been created which did not incorporate love and light. Every decision God made, every emotion, every person, and every blade of grass was made from love and light. God tells us in Colossians 1:16, "For in Him is all created, that in the heavens and that on the earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or lordships or sovereignties or authorities, all is created through Him and for Him. He is love and He is light, and all things were created by Him and for Him." The Bible also tells us that God created evil in Isaiah 45:7. "Former of light and creator of darkness, maker of good and creator of evil, I, Yahweh, make all these things." Does this verse concerning God creating evil and darkness seem contradictory to God being light and love? Ephesians 1:11 says, "In Him in whom our lot was cast also, being designated beforehand according to the purpose of the one who is operating all in accord with the counsel of His will." Evil and darkness is obviously part of His plan, otherwise it would not have been created. God created all things for His purpose, according to His will. God is love, and all things He created were created in love. James 3:12 says, "Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine, figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Only love can come from God. God is love. All from God is love." Thus, Romans 8:28 says, "Now we are aware that God is working all together for the good of those who are loving God, who are called according to the purpose." God is using everything He has created and working it all together to bring about good. As stated in Colossians 1:16, all was created by Him and for Him. 1 Timothy 2:4 says, "God wills that all mankind be saved and come into a realization of the truth. It is God's will that all will be saved. Who can say otherwise?" Proverbs 19:21 says, "Many are the designs in a man's heart, yet the counsel of Yahweh, it shall stand firm." A person can plan or think whatever they want, but it is God's desire and will which will happen. "For I myself know the designs that I am designing for you," averring, stating the case, is Yahweh, "designs for your well-being and not for evil, to give you a hereafter and an expectation." Jeremiah 29:11. God is love. He is designing love for us, not evil. Isaiah 46:10 says, "Telling from the beginning, the hereafter, and from aforetime what has not yet been done, saying, all my counsel, it shall be confirmed, and all my desire shall I do." Everything God has proclaimed will happen, and every proclamation comes from love. God is love. God has willed that all be saved, which means all will be saved. The bad we experience in this life has a purpose for our good. Evil lets us understand good when we experience good. Darkness lets us understand light when we see light. Pain and sadness lets us understand happiness when we are happy. Extreme hot and cold lets us understand comfort when we feel it. Loneliness lets us understand companionship when we have a friend. Hunger lets us understand satisfaction when we've had enough to eat. This evil age will let us understand a heavenly age when all wrongs have been righted. Everything created will one day be proof of the unimaginable, unending, unfathomable love that God has for all of His creation. And when you experience it and see it, you will know that He loved you through every ache, pain, and disappointment. You could never fully appreciate heaven without first experiencing hell, metaphorically. This is why Paul stated in Philippians 3:8, "Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ." God is love. Everything from God is love. It may not look like love with our eyes of flesh, but it is. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass, darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians 13:9-13. We have no idea of the love and goodness that awaits us in His presence. Just because you cannot see it does not mean His love is not wrapping its arms around you and holding you tight through every heartache that you have. My feeble words could never begin to describe God's love for you and all of His creation. Have peace and know that He only wants goodness for you. His creation will one day see and experience all the goodness and love He has waiting. I love giving gifts. I especially love giving something I have made. If I have made something and have spent a lot of time on perfecting it, I get so excited for the person to open the gift. I know I am more excited than the recipient. But then they open the gift, smirk, and look sideways like, "What am I supposed to do with this?" Not the reaction I was expecting. God was excited to give us a gift through Jesus Christ, a gift of justification. When we receive the perfect gift, smirk, and say, "What am I supposed to do with this?" He knew what the reaction would be. You don't have to do anything with justification. It's been given to you and cannot be returned. If you acknowledge the gift of justification, you will grow in peace and joy as you begin to better understand His sovereignty and the love and riches He has planned for you. If you don't acknowledge the gift of justification, you still get the non-refundable gift, but you could have lived your life in peace and joy had you just known a little more about it. We will not fully understand God's love for His creation until we see and experience His love through spiritual eyes. Until then, know God is love. God is light. Everything created was created out of love and light. He created everything for Himself. Of course, it was created from love and light.